James Peck, professor of history at New York University, says Donald Trump's unexpected victory in the presidential election last month has brought a major change to the American political landscape.
He's not really either a classic dove or a classic hawk. He is somebody who ran against the political establishment of the United States in a way no president has ever done and won.
Earlier this month, Trump broke a decade-long U.S. policy by speaking over the phone with Taiwan leader Tsai Ing-wen. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi responded to the incident by saying it was a trick played by Taiwan authorities. Later, while being interviewed, Trump suggested he could reconsider the U.S. stance on Taiwan and signaled a possible departure from the One China policy unless China makes certain concessions that he wants in areas such as trade. Wang Yizhou, vice dean of the School of International Studies at Peking University, believes Trump has made such comments as a bargaining tool with China.
Some people in Taiwan may feel like they have won the lottery, but in general, I think Trump is completely making Taiwan a pawn, a leverage to bargain with China.
In the economic sector, Trump has criticized China's exchange rates and encouraged American companies to move their production lines back to the U.S., which Wang Yizhou says could prove disadvantageous for the U.S. in the long run.
The basis of the U.S.'s powerfulness and prosperity is its openness and cooperation with other nations. If it decides to destroy the basis and turn to protectionism and suppressing other currencies, it will be a double-edged sword.
Trump has said one of his first tasks after taking office will be to drop out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. Some observers suggest if the move is made, China may have more freedom in promoting its Belt and Road Initiative through both Asia and Europe. Professor James Peck says the current global landscape calls for more international cooperation, especially between China and the U.S.
Kissinger said recently the world's in chaos. There has to be some way the U.S. and China can work together about stability. I'd put it a little differently. I think the world will be in a considerable amount of instability and chaos, but that's all the more reason that China and the United States have to somehow be able to deal with a world that is somewhat chaotic and unstable.
That sentiment has been echoed by outgoing U.S. President Barack Obama. During his end-of-year media briefing on Friday, Obama emphasized the importance of U.S.-China relations and urged his successor to move with caution regarding the Taiwan question. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.